So welcome to Authors Radio, Amplifying Voices, Inspiring the World. I'm your host, Alba Mireles, and I'm very happy to be here today with a special guest, Ms. Nancy Nelson, the author of the book titled Story of My Life and Lessons Learned. We want to learn more about your life and lessons for sure. Nancy, thank you so much for joining us. It's a really pleasure to have you here.
Well, thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm excited.
Thank you. So my first question is, it's going to be like, how, like, can you talk us a little bit about your typical writing process? Like, do you have any unique technique, habit to help you to, like, start writing?
No, I just... This book and my follow-up book is a collection of memories. So, and you know, it's whatever pops in my mind is what I write.
Okay, that's nice. And do you, how, what happened? What do you make you take that decision to start writing?
Well, I write on Facebook on my page, birthday shout outs and Sunday in the books, a story of what happened on Sunday with my grandchildren and children that come over. And several people said, you know, you need to write a book. You need to write a book. You need to put these stories in book. So I did.
That's so cool. Yeah, you take advantage of that. And there's a specific moment that you knew that you wanted to be an author, like something that happened to you.
I have wanted to write ever since I was in high school. I love books, and I write essays in high school, and in college I would write essays. Writing an essay was never a problem. I always loved writing, so this was exciting to me.
And like, for what is the biggest challenge that you face, like, as an author?
Getting the punctuation right without run-on sentences.
Okay. That was
my problem in high school, too.
Okay. And the most rewarding of being an author? What has been the most, like, rewarding aspect of being an author so far?
Oh, I'm not sure the most. I guess getting my book in print and actually selling a copy.
That's so nice. And so let's talk about your book. What inspired you to explore, like, this particular aspect of your life? Like, what happened?
One of the reasons is I am 81 now. And when I started writing the book, my children, they know the stories, they know me, but my grandchildren don't know how I was growing up. They don't know, my great-grandchildren and the children that will come after really don't know. This will give them a little idea of what their ancestor was, their grandma, their great-grandma, their great-great-grandma. It was mainly starting to just put it down for my family.
Okay, so I see that your family is a huge inspiration for you. Any character in particular that is like a huge inspiration for you in the book?
May I ask you that again?
Yeah, like there's a specific character in the, like, influenced you in the creation of the book. You told me a little bit about this guy. So let's talk about that, because for me it's exciting.
Oh, Mr. Ed?
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Ed was a family friend for like 25 years. And he, after, you know, his divorce, he sort of hung with my family. We'd play cards together. And we tried dating a couple of times, but we said we would rather be friends. And that's what we were, friends. for all these years. And I said, never again after my husband passed. So 28 years. And he got the divorce. And after 14 years, he always said, never again. He offered me a chance to move into his house, which would help him because he had to have somebody here. And it helped me. And next thing you know, after 2.5 years, he said, you know, if we got married. And I said, huh? And we did. We got married December 27th last year. So Mr. Ed turned out to be a life with Mrs. Ed.
So at the end, you married Miss Ed, right?
I married Mr. Ed.
That's so exciting.
My children have always called him Papa and Grandpa and Hey Daddy and stuff like that. And I kept saying, no, never. But yeah, he's family. Now he is officially family.
Yeah, that's so nice. And do you have any advice for the people who is writing right now, about their journey? What is going to be something that you learn from this?
Don't give up. If the words don't come right away, don't give up. It will come. Sometimes there's a little bit of a block, but anytime you have a thought, write it down. And, you know, next thing you know, you've got a book.
Okay, that's so nice. And I think that you have a lot of experiences that you live in this 81 years.
81?
For us, it's 81.
Lots of. I have been around the country. I've been in every state but Alaska. That's my bucket list, is to go to Alaska. Okay. I lived in Hawaii, and I've lived around the country too. But yeah.
So you are just trying to, you know, fill those spots on your bucket list, right?
Do what now?
You want to meet all the bucket list. Tell us a little bit about your bucket list.
Oh, my bucket list mainly is to step foot in Alaska. I don't care, you know, just so I can say I've been to Alaska. That's the top of my list. I live in Mississippi, and where I live, the Natchez Trace runs through, and I've been from Tupelo down to Natchez on the Trace. My second biggest thing is to get on the Trace here and drive up to the end up by Nashville. That's a bucket list. My bucket list is to get the next book and get it sold. And that's about it. That's about everything that I haven't done yet. I've done most everything in my lifetime.
Yeah, that's so nice. And you go ahead.
I was on a community health center board here in Mississippi for 19 and a half years. And then during that time, they sent me all over the country for workshops, conventions, and meetings. So I got to really travel. And now I'm just so happy home. I have a home.
That's so nice. So you basically travel a lot, right?
Yes, ma'am, I do. And I'm getting ready in July to travel to Colorado again because I have a daughter that lives there.
Okay, and about your, the book that you're writing or it's in the process, what is the topic? Or can you give us a little bit about that book?
I'm a mother of 10 children and two little angel babies. I have 59 grandchildren and 62 great-grandchildren. And they've given me lots of little stories. Funny things. I have a grandson that comes out every Sunday that when he was little, he would bring over his plate and pork and tell me I need to make pancakes for him. And the one day I gave him the pancake box and told him to have his mama, that I was busy doing something. And he said, oh, mama's got that box, but granny, yours is so much better. So, you know, I had to stop what I was doing and make him pancakes. That's one of the stories. I have another grandchild that now is 32, that had a little red Jeep when he was three. And he would, his daddy, one of the things in Mississippi is mud riding. And he would go sometimes with his dad and his dad's friend, and they go mud riding. Well, he took his little Jeep, and it was had after it rained, the little pile of mud, dirt that they had in the backyard, he ended up going through the water and all up there, and he got his truck or his little Jeep hung up. And he come into the house, and his mama said, why are you so dirty? He had mud everywhere. He said he was mud riding, but the Jeep was stuck. So we had to go and unstick the Jeep. That's one of the stories, Mike. It's just little anecdotes. And I also taught school. And over the years, I had probably about 400 students in and out of my classrooms.
So you were a teacher as well. So that's...
I did. I taught for 10 years. I was a stay-at-home mom for 15. And then when my late husband got ill and couldn't work anymore, I went back to school, got my teacher certification, and started teaching.
Wow. So you have been doing a lot of things. That's so cool. I'm so happy that we met here. And I have another question, like where we can find your book. If I want to know more about you.
Right now, my book. Oh, right now it's on Amazon.
Okay, got it. So we can go through Amazon and back.
Yeah, I've got to set up with Barnes and Nobles, and you know, and then several people have ordered it from through me so that I can autograph it.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, okay. I've sold 25 autographed books.
Okay. So they can order through, like, send you an email, or how we can order from you to get that?
If you want it autographed and you have Facebook, you can reach me on Facebook. I am. I'm Nancy Nelson Otteson, Otteson. But you can have, it comes in ebook, paperback, and hardback. Hardcover, I think that's what they call it.
Yeah, but, okay.
But yeah, I'm there, or you can email me. My email is lapdance, for the word red, the number 3 with little s, at yahoo.com.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Nancy.
People can forget Nancy Nelson, but I guarantee you they don't forget Lap Dance for Red 3s.
Okay, got it. So we are almost at the end of the podcast. Anything that you want to add? Like for me, it was a pleasure to have you.
Well, I thank you very much for the chance to help promote my book. I thank you very much for the chance of me getting out this word through this media of that I am now an official author. I've even made money. Yay, me. And I'm excited over what my future holds as far as books. And I have grandchildren, great-grandchildren who like to go to the zoo. So I'm working on a kid's book using their pictures of them looking at the animals. So hopefully that won't be too much longer.
Okay, no, we are going to wait for you because you have a lot of things to share, and we are happy to have you here. And if you want to come again, you're very, like, we're going to be, like, very happy to have you.
When I get that next book out, I will be sure to call you and let you know, hey, let's talk about it.
Okay, thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
Yeah. So thank you for giving us a glimpse into your world and sharing your passion. Listeners, be sure to check her book. Thank you for tuning in Outreach Radio, Amplifying Voices, Inspiring the World. Join me next time for another inspiring conversation with Nancy. In the meantime, happy listening.